It's a brand new position. The bishop and I will be creating this as we go along, so it's very much in process. But we're hoping to, part of it will be about speaking to the church and the diocese of Western Mass, which is composed of 65 churches from Worcester West to the west side of Massachusetts, trying to help people of faith understand that climate change, in particular, is a deeply spiritual and moral issue, and that the larger context for caring about climate change is God's love for creation, that God so loved the world that God creates it and redeems it and sustains it and sends us out to be healers and justice seekers of creation. And I'm particularly concerned about climate change, so I'm hoping that we'll develop a coordinated and bold and effective response to the crisis that's upon us.
And so how did you come to this new position? You said you're particularly interested in climate change. Do you have a history of activism there?
I do. As it happens, I was ordained in the spring of 1988, so just a little over 25 years ago, and it happened to be the same spring that newspapers in the United States first broke the news that scientists were beginning to worry about this thing. I don't think in those days it was called climate change. I don't know whether it was greenhouse gas pollution, but the word first began to come out in 1988, and it was just placed on my heart. I realized if we don't solve this problem, we don't have a chance of solving the other problems before us. So early on, I got quite interested in how to heal human beings' relationship with the natural world. I'd never heard anyone preach about this. In those days, at least in my little neck of the woods, religion and ecology had nothing to do with each other. And I remember in 1989, after the Exxon Valdez oil spill, when something like 11 million gallons of crude oil were spewed across the sea up in Alaska. That happened on Good Friday, incidentally. I went up to the pulpit a couple weeks later to preach my heart out about the need for eco-conversion, the need for not only Christians but people everywhere to find a new way of relating more gently to the earth. And I remember I sat down feeling quite smug about this sermon, that I'd really laid out a really good case for why Christians should care about the natural world and care about climate change, care about pollution. And a parishioner strode up to me at the end of the service and said, "Well, yeah, that was a good sermon and all, but, you know, I really don't get it. What does religion have to do with ecology?" And that really launched me into a search to try to understand that question. I read scripture and did some studying and talking and networking with other people, and I think I really launched as a climate activist in 2001 when finally, in desperation, I went down to Washington, D.C. and met up with a new group called Religious Witness for the Earth, and we were arrested in front of the Department of Energy to protest the administration's desire to drill for more oil in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. And I'd never been arrested before, and that was that kind of clarified for me where my commitments lay. And since then, I've been very active in creating prayer vigils and speaking at conferences and preaching in different places and leading retreats, trying to help people see how precious this natural world is and how threatened it is by climate change.
Are more and more clergy becoming active in this area, or is that part of your new job here to kind of spread the activism around the diocese?
I think it's both. I think there are more and more clergy, not only in the Episcopal Church, but across other denominations and interfaith clergy, interfaith religious leaders and people in the pew, who are beginning to realize how urgent it is to deal with climate change. But I do hope to take a role in accelerating that process of religious folk understanding how needed our voice and presence are on the front lines. Back this last spring, I had worked incredibly hard with another little group of key organizers to organize something we called the Climate Revival in downtown Boston, which drew hundreds of Christians from across New England. We developed a climate statement that was signed by scores of religious leaders, and also the national leaders of the Episcopal Church and the United Church of Christ and the American Baptist Churches. I'm hoping to help be a catalyst for that kind of movement building energy.
It's more though than just preaching. I mean, the churches have been quite active. I know in some efforts to boycott fossil fuel companies and to lead economic boycotts against fossil fuel companies and that sort of things, right?
That's right. There is a growing movement, as you know, across the country around divestment from fossil fuels. And I think the United Church of Christ this last summer was the first national denomination to make the decision to divest from fossil fuels, to make a plan for how they were going to go about doing it. And my hope is that we'll continue that conversation in the Episcopal Church, and I hope we'll make some progress on it. I'm happy that the climate movement across the country seems to be growing. So there are many, I think part of my job in the diocese will simply be one of discernment, of sorting out where best to place my energy. But traditionally, church leaders have a long history of engaging in social movements. So I think of Dietrich Bonhoeffer and the Confessing Church that opposed Nazi Germany. I think of religious leaders like Archbishop Desmond Tutu, who stood up against apartheid in South Africa. I think of all the clergy and congregations in the U.S. that rose up against slavery and child labor, unjust war, and so on. So I put the fight for stabilizing the climate in that kind of context. We need that same kind of spiritual and moral leadership in our own time as we face the reality of a rapidly changing climate.